Hello everyone, I'm Owen and welcome to McClure on the Mic Episode 1, McRandom.
I'm also Owen and today we'll be about whatever we felt like.
First up, we have Stell and Kit talking about the McClure musical Guys and Dolls.
Hi, I'm Kit.
And I'm Stella. Today we're covering all things about this year's musical, Guys and Dolls.
Guys and Dolls has performances on both Friday, April 12th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, April 13th at 1 p.m.
We interviewed Ellie, who plays Rusty Charlie, about this musical. What's been your favorite part of the musical so far?
Learning all the dances and getting to know the cast.
So, what is the plot of this musical?
Nathan Detroit is trying to find a place for his crap game, while Lieutenant Brannigan is trying to catch him in the act.
And finally, why should people watch this musical?
Because everyone put a lot of work into turning it into what it is now, and it has taken hours and months, and it's entertaining.
Thank you for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Next, we interviewed the lead of the musical and one of our hosts, Owen. So, who do you play in the musical?
I play Nathan Detroit, lead gambler.
Why should people do the musical next year?
I don't know, it's really fun. I met a lot of people, and I just had a pretty fun time so far.
What's the plot of this musical?
Well, the plot of the musical is me, the lovely Nathan Detroit, trying to find a crap game in New York City, while Lieutenant Brannigan tries to find me. And meanwhile, I'm struggling with my fiance Adelaide, trying to get me to marry her. And then there's the B plot of Sky Masterson and Sarah Brown falling in love over a bet.
And why should people watch this year's musical?
It's fun. I think there's a lot to see and do, and yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this segment of Bulldog Podcast.
Come watch the Diddly Darn musical!
On a different note, we have Soup Salad Sandwich.
Hi, I'm Claire.
I'm Sadie.
And I'm Lauren.
And today we will be playing
Soup Salad Sandwich.
Now, for those of you that don't know, Soup Salad Sandwich is a game where you're given a food item and have to pick between three categories. To start us off, we'll be doing mac and cheese. So, it looks like it was a soup with 53.8% of people saying that, 35% of people saying salad, and 11.3% of people saying sandwich. Let's move on to pizza. Sadie, what do you think a pizza is?
I think a pizza is a sandwich.
Well, it looks like the people agree with you, as 73.8% of them said it was a sandwich as well, and 20% of people saying it's a salad. Next, we'll be doing pancake. Let's see what Lauren has to say for this one.
I think a pancake is a sandwich.
It looks like you're right, as 86.3% of people think it's a sandwich as well, and 8.8% of people saying salad. Now, pasta. This was the only one out of the whole thing that was voted, I think, this option, but it was a salad with 57% of people saying salad and 39.2% of people saying soup. Next, we have taco. Now, we have 68.8% of people saying sandwich, 23.8% of people saying salad, and 7.5% of people saying soup. Personally, I think this one's a salad, but it's okay. Okay. We have corn dog next, with almost anonymously being a sandwich, with 87.5% of people voting for that. And second to last, we have chili, with 77.5% of people saying soup and 17.5% of people saying salad. Finally, we'll be having Sadie read this last one for us.
What do you think smoothie is?
I think a smoothie is a soup.
87.3% of people agree that it's a soup. And 7.6% of people think it's a sandwich.
That's all for now.
Bye!
Next up, we have Eric talking about what happened today in history.
Hello everyone, it's Eric here with This Day in History. Today in history, the Union forces surrendered at Fort Sumter in 1861 and Thomas Jefferson was born in 1743. Also, Apollo 13's oxygen tank exploded. Fortunately, all the Apollo 13 crew were able to make it back to Earth. In World War II, Japan and USSR signed a non-aggression pact. Notably, in 1928, the first non-stop flight from Europe to North America was completed. For those art fans out there, in 1870, the Metropolitan Museum of Art opened in New York City. Last but not least, in 1997, Tiger Woods won the Master Tournament for the first time. Alright, that's all for this week. See you next week with more history. Bye!
Wow, I never really realized how many things happened on this day in history.
Those historical events were pretty cool. Next up, we have Ways to Save the Planet with Ellie, Charlotte, and Hannah.
Hello, my name is Hannah.
My name is Charlotte.
And I'm Ellie.
Today we're going to talk about ways to help the planet.
Climate change is increasing at a dangerous rate, and one of the reasons is that all our trash is contributing to the greenhouse gases, which is causing the planet to warm.
Seals and sea lions' population is decreasing because of the population of plastic in the ocean.
This is why it is important to recycle. Ways to recycle are
designating a special bin towards plastics, glass, paper, and metal.
Another way to help the planet is to decrease your carbon footprint.
Your carbon footprint is the total amount of greenhouse gases, including carbon dioxide and methane, we release through our actions.
Some simple ways you can decrease your carbon footprint are
unplugging things while you are not using is a great way to help.
Take shorter showers. The less hot water you use, the less energy is needed to heat up the water.
Consider walking or biking to school instead of getting a ride.
Thank you for listening.
Bye! Bye.
Next up, we have Allison and Carol interviewing McClure students about their favorite songs.
What's up, podcast listeners? It's Carol and Allison doing hallway interviews.
Today, we are asking people their favorite songs.
With the answers we received, it definitely shocked me. What do you think, Allison?
I was super shocked.
Let's get to the interviews.
Favorite song?
Karma by JoJo Siwa.
Julia, what's your favorite song?
Karma by JoJo Siwa.
Mrs. Delheimer, what's your favorite song?
Karma by JoJo Siwa.
Kate, what's your favorite song?
Karma by JoJo Siwa.
Mr. Duncan, what's your favorite song?
It's gotta be Karma by JoJo Siwa.
Flynn, what's your favorite song?
Karma by JoJo Siwa.
Grayson, what is your favorite song?
You Are My Sunshine and
Emma and Caroline, what are your guys' favorite songs?
Karma by JoJo Siwa.
Guys, what is your favorite song?
Karma by JoJo Siwa!
Hey, what's your favorite song?
Karma by JoJo Siwa.
That was really shocking.
Yeah, I didn't know JoJo would be that popular.
Speaking of, Allison, what's your favorite song?
Karma by JoJo Siwa. Duh, what's yours?
Carnival's pretty high up there, but I gotta say Karma by JoJo Siwa because I don't want to get bad karma. You better go check out JoJo's new song so you don't get bad karma.
Lastly, we have Charlie, Danny, and Max talking about summer activities.
This is Max.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Charlie. And today we're going to be interviewing what people's favorite summer activity is or what they're looking forward to do this summer.
What is your favorite summer activity?
Swimming.
Favorite summer activity, or what are you looking forward to do this summer?
Going to the pool.
Thanks, James.
What's your favorite summer activity?
Hanging out with friends.
Right.
What is your favorite summer activity, or what are you looking forward to do most this summer?
Play with friends.
Playing sports or playing with friends.
Hanging out with friends and playing sports.
What are you most looking forward to this summer?
Staring at the lifeguards at the pool.
Looking forward to this summer?
Going to Sam's pool.
Your favorite summer activity, or what are you looking forward to do this summer?
Probably going swimming.
What are you looking forward to most this summer?
Sleeping in. I like to sleep.
Summer activity.
Probably hanging out with my family friends, and especially my family friend's mom. She's a really sweet person.
Favorite summer activity?
Skiing.
What is your favorite summer activity?
Basketball.
What are you most looking forward to this summer?
Skibbity gap 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 frizz frizz.
Favorite summer activity?
Probably. Either playing on my trampoline, hang out with my friends, or shooting a video game.
Thank you.
I was looking forward to the summer.
Playing with friends and having sleepovers and going to the.
What are you looking forward to most this summer?
Brain rotting and watching Taylor Swift concert on video.
Summer activity.
I like munting to my sunshine.
What are you looking forward to this summer?
What are you looking forward to most this summer?
Making some igloos.
Looking forward to most this summer?
The TikTok Riz party. It's going to be pretty hype.
Well, I can't wait for summer.
Anyway, that was our episode for today.
I hope you enjoyed and have a great day.